You didn't turn the knob.
I didn't turn the knob.
You turned the knob, you pushed the button.
I pushed the button, but I didn't turn the knob. There we go. This is a new setup. Right in front of us are two PVMs, and this is kind of a little bit of an experimental setup. So anyway, there we go. We got all this working now. How's this? So anyway, good evening again, people.
Hello.
This is, I will say again.
Fast version.
Yeah. This is Drumble. He is the creator, owner, webmaster of the Backloggery, which is a website we created back in 2007.
Right.
And it's something we didn't say while we had no audio. it's a website for tracking your game collection and marking what games you have beaten and complete 100% or have unfinished, which is a problem for a lot of people. Unfinished games.
Like you these days.
Like me these days. Before I started doing YouTube, you know, I had a pretty respectably low count of unfinished games, and I've kind of been dancing. I refuse to go over 100 unfinished games, so I've been dancing with 99 for like a year and a half now.
That's impressive.
You know,
That's impressive.
I try. But the website, I mean, I think we would both concede that it currently looks, you know,
bad.
Dated.
Dated.
Dated,
sure.
We'll say. And you've been working for some time, but you're like, you've been focusing like the past month or so.
I am building. Full steam ahead, complete site overhaul.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's the stuff I've seen, that's pretty exciting. So, but yeah, we do on Monday nights. We do streams on the Backloggery website from 7 Eastern to 11 p.m., 4-hour streams, and we've been doing that since 2008,
right.
I think about a year after the site launched. And, yeah, so, and I think we said while it was still audio off, we go way back.
Yeah.
From, like, GameCube
days.
GameCube forum days, and, yeah, so... He's made a few cameos and a few videos, but for whatever reason, you've never been on the stream. Probably because we always stream, like, the next day anyway.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Corey might be hanging out in the chat. There he says, yeah, he was just traveling all day from a trip, so came up with a backup plan. So, we're going to check out Soul Star on the Sega CD. When I got my Sega CD, this just so happened to be in the tray. This game, which complete goes for like maybe $120.
Ooh.
Disc only might be like $80.
Man.
Yeah, so...
How much did you pay for the system?
60?
So you made a profit when you bought this system.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a deal on the system anyway. Like a real good deal. I never had heard of this game, but Corey was like, whoa, that's a good find. Of course, Corey being the Sega guy.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, you know, I don't know if I'm going to keep this. You know, it's disc only. I'm not too into disc only, but now I'm starting to think, well, maybe for Sega CD, I'll just save money and go disc only and put them in my own cases and stuff. Yeah. But I tested that. I'm like, whoa, this is actually pretty cool, because you don't think, or at least people like us who grew up Nintendo guys,
yeah,
you don't necessarily think that much about what the Sega CD really added to the Genesis, which was more than just like the ability to stream audio and video and have a lot of storage space. Like, it had like all sorts of like scaling technology. Like, there's a lot of stuff that the Sega CD actually adds under the hood. So, let's look at the control config. I think reverse is, since I'm controlling the ship, I want reverse, but you probably don't want reverse since you're going to be aiming a separate cursor. So really the only button I hit, as far as I can tell from my testing around in this game, is I just shoot and move. And you select alternate weapons and can fire a separate cursor. You have sort of a separate gun.
All right. Let's do it.
All right, so that the set looks good to you?
Sure.
Sure, okay. All right. This was, by the way, made by the people who went on to make Tomb Raider.
Really?
And I think it's spelled differently, but there's like a little voice before the first level, and it says Planet Lara. I'm kind of like, whoa.
Hmm.
But if you look in the options menu and go to the music test, it says like spelled differently. But I don't know. Maybe it came from the
skin. You hit one player.
Did I hit one player?
I think you hit one player.
I might have hit one player. Well, then you better hit that reset button.
Didn't turn the knob.
This.
Oh. Didn't know it was bad.
I did that. I made the Sega CD eject. The reset button makes it eject, and the start button makes it go back in.
Wow. Fancy.
I didn't know that until I had one. Is this your first time ever playing a Sega CD?
Probably.
I can't claim to have a lot of experience with it myself.
Is this the only game you have right now, or do you have something else?
No, I got Road Avenger. I got that at MAGFest.
Oh, right.
And I really liked that.
You finished that, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was
good.
That looked good.
If you go to mine and Corey's side channel, which is Video Game B-Roll, you can see my full playthrough of it.
Oh.
I cut out some deaths, though. Control.
Wow, 8. That is a lot of different options for 3 buttons.
Yeah, well, options. All right. Now, I read somewhere that...
The Merc Veteran Award should be for Solstice. Your primary objective is to gain access to the warship. The mission has 3 phases. Phase 1. Penetrate the Mercoid's first line of defense. Phase 2. Destroy the interceptor bases on the planet Lara. Phase 3. Penetrate the Mercoid's second line of defense and enter the warship.
I feel like that voice seems a little familiar for some reason. Or is it just a generic computer voice?
Yeah, probably.
So, like, your shots come from the ship, but it seems to be a different gun. Right? You can shoot at the same time, right?
Oh, I've got a lot of guns here. There we go.
But where are you? Okay, there's your normal shots. Okay, yeah, see? You're shooting shots at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It was several years ago, but we actually finished it the night before the Wii U came out. We've been trying this thing whenever we could, where we were playing through Sin and Punishment. The original Sin and Punishment. What, do we have options now?
I did RAM. I think that is RAM. Whatever that is. Whatever is happening right now is RAM.
Okay. But Drum and I actually played through Sin and Punishment with... It doesn't really have a two-player mode, but every controller does the same thing. So we played through hard mode, which is really hard on its own.
Really hard.
We played it where I handled aiming and shooting, and Drum handled moving and dodging. And that's kind of like this, I guess?
Kind of. But even like that, didn't it take us like...
Years.
Great. Well, we weren't playing it that often, but...
Right. Well, at the time, you didn't live so near me, So, yeah, it took a few years of get-togethers, and then, like, it was the night before the Wii U came out. We were, like, trying to give, like, the Wii Virtual Console a send-off. And, man, that was one of the best-feeling game accomplishments ever, I think, finishing that. Whew. we were briefly trying sort of like a three-player version of Sin Punishment 2, but only got maybe three or four levels in on that. Yeah, I want to. But like with that, like that is an official two-player mode, but player two is just a cursor. And so we made it so that one player was holding the nunchuck, one was holding the attached remote, and then a third player was the other cursor. We like coming up with dumb stuff like that. Also, I guess I blew up. Did I?
Fuck, you turned into a
maybe
walker.
I turned into a thing. One of those two things happened. I think I blew up, like, at the time I would have turned into a thing.
Oh, I'm using ammo. I have, like, a whole lot of... No, I have, like, four different guns that I don't understand at all. Do you have any concept of, like, how hard this is?
Well, I read that apparently, like, at the end, the first area, there's, like, a... You're getting inside, like, a warship, and there's, like, three warp things. And I guess it's kind of like Star Fox, maybe, where, like, that determines the difficulty.
Ah, okay.
And there's, like, they're, like, different paths, different levels. Oh wait, that was a thing, not me. It looked like I transformed into
it. You like blew up and it looked like you turned into an enemy. If I should be like, if there's something that you find more troubling that I should be focusing on, let me know. Because I'm just kind of doing whatever right now.
I have no idea if I am these things I occasionally pick up health. Like, there's those meters on the side, but I think those are just for show. I don't think those are actually health meters.
How many different weapons do you have? Do you have the same four as me, or?
I would if I was playing single-player mode, but I can't control...
Oh, you just have the one gun?
I just have the regular gun.
Okay.
That looks good, I think.
Good. Prop. Maybe.
I don't know if this has infinite continues. The game over screen does not have any apparent limit on it. But I feel like a lot of Sega games don't do infinite continues.
Not even sure what hit us there.
Load times.
No, we died, didn't we?
Yeah, we died. Yeah. But you were looking like you were confused by how long it was taking.
Oh, I asked what killed us. I didn't see anything.
You're not really
looking for stuff. I think the meter in the corner is moving.
Really?
It wasn't partially red before.
Oh, you're right. As cool as stuff like, you know, real polygons like Star Fox and all is, like, I kind of like the look of stuff like this a little more. Like, scaling and stuff. Like, it's cleaner. Like, even back then, like, I didn't understand what was special about, like, Star Fox or Stunt Race or anything like that. Like, I liked Stunt Race. I didn't really play Star Fox back in the day, but, I mean, I was, you know, well aware of it. But, like, to me, like, this, that was 3D that moved. Oh.
Activate any one of the three warp gates by by disabling the orbs surrounding the opposing power pylons. Phase 3. Engage the activated warp gate by landing on the adjacent circular launch platform.
I don't know which one is easy, normal, and hard. There's no game fact for this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, this is free roaming.
I can go backwards.
Like you were saying, I would take a look at this over the original Star Fox, but... One, I'd be super curious if, like, someone could hack or reprogram the original Star Fox to be 60 frames a second.
Mm.
I'd be really curious to see how that looks.
I mean, can you not do that in an emulator?
I don't think so.
There is a way to overclock the Super FX chip. I don't think it would be 60.
But, like, this genre is, like, one of the few games that I, like, unequivocally... I think modern graphics just look so much better. Like the Elite Dangerous or Everspace or those games look amazing. And like any other game, I'll be like, you know, sometimes I'm in the mood for pixels. But man, Outer Space can look real good. I think we're getting beat up here.
I don't know how I just turn around.
Is this a Xbox controller name?
Oh wait, holding C lets me do the turn. Maybe. Oh,
uh-oh.
We're gonna find out.
Oh.
We're gonna find out where it's gonna put us, I guess. Pretty smooth FMV, actually, for Sega CD, I feel. So there's a countdown, but no indication of limitations.
Could be anything.
I mean, I can't believe a game like this wouldn't have a game fact.
Yeah.
That's just weird. Oh, this looks promising.
Yeah.
I just need to understand how to control free roaming a little better.
Oh, here's the missiles again. Did he get killed?
Is that a thing that can be destroyed?
I don't know. It was talking about all the stuff we needed to do, but I feel like we're not there yet.
Maybe? I think we gotta destroy that thing in the middle. But it's probably good to get rid of the little things first. Oh! Holding C also lets me go up and down.
Careful. Careful.
This is definitely a bit tricky, but...
Should we be going towards the CPU on the map?
Maybe. There's probably no need to, like, destroy everything.
You probably can't just go straight there, though. You probably have to, like, destroy a shield or something first.
I guess. Let's pay closer attention to what she says.
Destroy the primary computer located in the center of the interior. Phase 2. Activate any one of the three warp gates by disabling the orbs surrounding the opposing power pylons. Phase 3. Engage the activated warp gate by landing on the adjacent circular launch platform.
I mean, it went 1, 2, 3, so maybe the one on the right would be easy? If that indicates anything.
I don't know. It just said blow up the computer, so let's do that. But that was phase one. Yeah. Take one step at a time.
This is it. Now that I know I can go up and down, I can probably avoid those shield things a lot better.
Bring out the big guns.
I did see that we had it. Oh yeah, that gets a way down. Why didn't we get anything out of that time?
I assume I can't hit it when those are around it.
That's the impression I'm getting.
So we gotta get out of here?
It says
on the map.
Okay, we're going toward easy. But we have to destroy the pylon?
The pylon opposite of it. Is that it?
It's gotta be. Yeah. Oh, you gotta destroy the orbs, Spain.
That's what I'm doing.
I don't know. We got a time limit, though.
They're out. They don't seem to be...
Wait. Oh, I'm...
Well,
I think we blew it up, right? I think so. Okay, well, that's nice that it's clear about what you're doing. We're going to destroy CPU again, but... Okay.
RAM doesn't do a lot.
That missile, like, definitely took a ton off of it.
This kind of reminds me of, like, the Super Star Wars games. Like, in a good way. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't love those games, but...
There's something to them, but yeah, I want to like those games, but I just... they aren't very good.
There's an obscure, somewhat obscure Super Nintendo game called Hyper Zone that I've rented a few times back in the day. Kind of reminds me of that.
That sounds a little familiar. Isn't that a HAL game?
I don't know.
Let's get rid of these stupid things that are shooting us. It's, like, hard to, like, not die there, I feel.
This game's not messing around. Trey hasn't asked for Retron 5 packs in a while.
No, I mean, I don't even have the Retron 5 hooked up right now because I realized that, like, I've got a original hardware solution to play translation patches now for almost everything that it plays. Also, why am I not going for the CPU?
That'd be good.
Like, it's, Corey gave me one of his old Everdrives. For Genesis. I've got, you know, everything that can be played on the buttons. Come on. Why is that first hit that you shoot, like, do half damage?
That's like a one-off cluster bomb or something.
I mean, I can do NES through the NT Mini, I can do Game Boy through the NT Mini.
Do those apply patches, or are you playing a pre-patched ROM on those?
Pre-patched ROM. I mean, it's not a perfect solution, but, you know.
Sounds good to me.
But then there's, and then I'm working on trying to get patches to work more reliably through the Super UFO for Super Nintendo, which would be really cool if I could get it to work right, because you can dump your own ROMs. I've been talking to some smart people about figuring out how to make those patches work better for that unit. And they've actually made some good progress.
Alright, what are we... What are we killing first here?
Well, let's get rid of the things that are... Never mind. I did bad on the core that time.
Where's our health?
I think it has something to do with the upper left, but I don't really know how to read it.
Like, you think it would turn more red, but it...
It starts off a little red. Like, maybe, like, how much it's filled up means that's how much health you do have?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think shooting this thing is kind of all on you, because... can't really get my shots to line up.
Yeah. If you were really good, you could probably, like, go inside the hoop and shoot it a little, but probably not worth it.
Yeah.
In one player, do you have cursor control at all?
No, I think you just shoot in front of you. I think that cursor is only in two-player. Hmm. But I've only tested the game widely on single player.
Oh.
There's no pixels. Like, it's just, it's hard to, like, see in this situation, like, what's... At one point, we did destroy the thing, so I'm just kind of going straight here, and hope you can...
Oh, watch out for that ship that just shot by us. Go up a little so I can see what's happening. Sure.
Okay, I think it's gone.
So now what?
I think...
Go.
Oh, wait!
Fly toward easy. Do we need to...
I thought...
Are those orbs what we need to blow up? Or is that something else?
Wait, that thing is still there.
Can't even lock onto those. I don't think that's it.
Maybe that's the gate.
Let me get this.
That, maybe that's the gate, and... Oh, wait, no, that.
What gate?
I don't know.
We're about to run out of time. Oh, oh, oh!
It did something.
Where'd it go?
Maybe we need to be closer to it.
Player 2 can increase shields by removing engine power, but it affects mobility.
Huh? How do you do that?
I don't know. Oh, maybe that's the meter on the right? I don't know how to do that, though. Gonna save the big bomb for the hard part.
Oh, okay.
Just blow the hell out of that gate. Recently that there was a... Do you know Xyrus?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not particularly familiar with it.
It's like a... like a tunnel-based schmuck, like Tempest or something like that.
Okay.
Like, I have the NES version, but apparently there's a Famicom Disk System version that has, like, the improved music and everything. And it has, like, more intro and ending than the American version as well. But I cannot find a good ROM dump of it anywhere.
Huh.
Like... Oh, that did. Oh, we got that one. So now we need to get the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, that cluster bomb took it out in one. Look at those flower dudes.
Oh, is it open?
No.
Oh, wait.
Wait. Turn.
I.
There.
I can make
go.
It.
Ah!
Oh! Turning around is not very easy.
How does the up down all that work?
Like you hold, like it's forward and turn, and then holding C is up down and strafe.
Hmm. Huh. Okay. Good away, Zenny. Okay, we got this.
Yeah. What's going on? Why is it not?
Maybe we don't get this.
Okay, it's locked. All right. Shooting us.
What? How was that never an issue before?
I don't know, but it's not. It seems to be out of range now. Well, now there's another over there. This is not the best run. Is the easy path going to be easier than getting into the easy path?
I've been wondering that too. People are saying to get the turrets first.
But I feel like we didn't really do that.
If it happens again, we should do that.
I mean, we probably should do that regardless, but I just feel like it didn't...
Yeah, it wasn't a problem before.
Oh, Like, all of a sudden, everything is much harder, and it already was hard.
They know you're onto them now, so we figured out how to kill them. Now they're worried. Hope I get my ammo back when we get to another level. I guess it won't matter, because we'll just die right away anyway.
It refills.
Yeah. Oh, this reminds me of this Vortex for the Super Nintendo. Super FX chip.
Okay.
You saw the intro to that, I think.
Yeah. That looked interesting. But it looks good, but I want to say you said it was not good.
It's interesting is the right word. Not good, but interesting. Hovering right in front of the turret. I kind of feel like my gun is like chasing the balls around and not actually hitting them. That could be bad.
And there's nothing you can really do to avoid that lock-on?
Yeah. Unless... no.
Oops.
Oh, you know what I haven't done yet is hit the special button.
Oh.
I don't know what that does. Save it for when we get over there. We don't need it here. doesn't appear to be doing anything. Maybe we don't have any?
I don't know, but I like have no control really over my shots. Like, I'm trying to get rid of those turrets, but I can't really figure out how.
Go! Oh my god!
How do I go?
I don't know!
Oh, I think I'm supposed to, like, go down the rail through it or something. Yeah?
Sure.
I don't understand. Didn't she explain something about, like, something after? This is very... it's kind of interesting how complicated this is.
Can we...
uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're in trouble.
Oh, that's a really long name entry. Oh, yeah. That could even be... look how much time they give you here in this, too.
I don't know if I want top billing on this run.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I tried to hit backspace and...
oh, look, we're better than Tim Hortons.
Drunk.
You have to land the ship on the red circle on the floor.
Where?
The red circle on the floor.
Mm.
we'll listen to her thing again this time.
Yeah. When a game gives you that many continues, I start to assume. Yeah, but it continues.
That's how they get you.
Wait, red circle on the floor.
Getting back there, if someone could tell me what the special button does, I would be interested to know. So I'm gonna try it right now. Nothing.
I'm hitting A.
Oh, you're like, you got a ton of health now.
What? I was hitting A and was making a sound. I thought A button didn't do anything for me.
I feel like we need to, like, look up the manual for this game or something.
Maybe.
This has stuff going on that we do not comprehend.
What is this?
Oh! Got some ripple going on there.
I didn't realize that my A button did something. Well, it makes a sound like, you know? You hear that?
Yeah.
That's like, this button don't do nothing.
Except for the part where it clearly did something.
I mean, I can't figure out.
What are those rings doing for us?
I don't know. Like,
so Star Fox style, or
are they better? I mean, no, it makes it easier to see where shots are.
I mean, the one we're flying through.
Oh, I don't know. It feels like flying through a ring is a good thing.
Do we know anything that's going on?
Very little. I didn't think this was a sort of game that necessitated looking at a manual.
This is the UN squadron of behind the back schmucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if we just played UN squadron?
It's not two-player, is it? If it was, I feel
like... It is.
If it was, I feel like we would have tried it by now.
Yeah, that's something we would have done. Getting low on health, you can magically fill that again.
I don't think I actually did that. I think I was just selected between the two weapons. Did you do that?
I don't think so. Oh, oh. I did.
What? I just got help. How'd you do it?
If I hold special and hit left and right, I'm balancing the right and the left meter. I don't know what the right meter is.
Oh.
Are you, like, moving differently or anything?
Does it really feel like it? That fly up is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Going to shoot a missile and see if we get it back. Well, we got a ton of missiles right now.
We didn't even get it back.
Oh, we got bombs. That's new. like when we change screens.
Are you sure bombs are new, or you just used them before you got?
Well, there was two different icons, and they just went straight down.
Huh.
So I'm just gonna keep topping off the health whenever I can, because I don't know what the other one is.
When do you get the ability to do it? Like, okay, let's listen.
Yeah.
So it's like back a ways.
Yeah. We got this.
Okay.
I got a ton of missiles, too. I should, anyway. Yeah. I kind of want to try the bombs, but now is probably not the time.
The transition between, like, going up and down and going forward is a little awkward.
It's weird how your gun is so far above everything.
Yeah, but sometimes I can, like, get it to, like, trend down toward where I want.
Just worry about dodging.
Yeah. Like, I think there is some auto fire in play here.
Nope.
I can't.
Nope.
I'm just kind of drifting here. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I don't know. I don't know. These 3D controls are a little tricky. They're a little weird, a little funky. Okay. Now, do you have like a...
Well, the bombs are gone.
Really? We must have picked it up.
Yeah.
Wait, A button.
Yeah.
A button isn't switching anything now. So I must have picked up those records.
Yeah. But we can beat up this time.
And the thing is, okay. We weren't quite close enough.
I transferred everything to hell.
Okay.
Whatever good that does, I don't know. You sure, like, nothing feels different when I do that?
Obviously.
It is right here.
Yeah.
Like nothing's attacking you.
I think I just, like, got them, like, just off screen. There's the red thing.
Okay. Oh, That's not where you want to be.
Oh, wait.
Oh, got it. Okay. There it is.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening. I mean, part of me kind of appreciates, like, how complicated that was. We were warping. Well, that was complicated.
Right.
Primary
objective is to destroy the excavator. The mission has
three phases. Phase one,
successfully negotiate the asteroid field.
Phase three, neutralize the Vergoid excavator.
Okay, your basic Death Star run.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are buddies?
They look like that.
I can shoot them. Should I?
I mean, I think they're shooting us, so...
I might have shot them first, I don't know.
Okay, now I can switch to F.
Okay.
Whoa!
Those are things you should not be running into. Those are hard to see.
They look kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I can shoot. Oh, wow, I've got missiles now. Ooh, X.
Whoa.
I don't know what X
is. I got a bunch of stuff. I don't know what any of it is. You know, at first I thought this game was, you know, kind of a lame two-player mode, splitting what everyone is doing, but now this game is complicated enough that maybe this is right.
Maybe it just seems complicated because we don't have a man.
Probably. That ring gives us more power.
Power? What kind of power?
The right.
The right power.
The stuff that I move into our health immediately because I don't know what it does.
It's got some M.
I miss it.
Graboid.
Got a few.
Whoa.
Oh, girl. Looks like we're going into Tron.
Did we blow it up?
Maybe.
I think we did.
We're not doing great health-wise, so I don't know if we're good or not. Oh, get... Nope.
Do you have any health things to give?
No. Need to watch out for those beam shower things. This is all you, man. I can't
Can you give me health?
yes, I can. Have all the health.
Weird.
I wonder if the right meter is like firepower.
Oh, maybe that's why it takes so long to destroy some things.
Doesn't take that long.
Well, like in the previous area, trying to destroy those pylon guards.
We definitely ran into that door. What's all my kill stuff? Oh, I got ring. Oh, here we go.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, okay, it does have a boss.
Should I use the big gun?
Sure, you're tall. You're the gunner. What?
What?
I think it hit me, but it's okay. Yeah. Whoa. Metal Gear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Circle button just jumps. This is less complicated. What's 25?
That's a good question. Okay, we have to kill 25 of these.
Okay.
Oh, watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Take out these big things.
I mean, I don't have much maneuverability. That's our first game ever, right? Maybe second.
First, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, not bad.
Yeah.
Learning.
Any idea how long this is?
No, there's no game back.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Get rid of them. I'll go through that ring.
I don't know. I'm hoping these ship things are limited.
I doubt it.
I don't have much maneuverability. I don't know what to say.
Random here. Tell me if that does anything for you.
Oh, yeah, that's fast. That's kind of cool.
Is that doing anything for you?
I think they're shooting shots, are they not?
Are they?
Maybe?
Yeah, fair.
Fans, though. Look at that. It's pretty cool.
Could be in trouble here.
Yeah. We gotta figure out a strategy for it, though. What are those?
Nothing? Maybe?
Oh, that's a conveyor belt. Kind of like leap back, no, I can only leap forward.
Those lights are pretty cool.
Oh. Okay, I cannot jump into them.
Good try.
Oh, no. does seem to take a while to destroy it. I do wonder if we'll take away firepower.
I mean, I could try putting it in the other meter.
It's... we'll probably gain more benefit from the health. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what the orange things are.
I think those are the light on the ceiling.
I don't know what they do. I don't think I've seen them shoot anything.
Get it? Get it? Okay, that's definitely more power.
But it give you power that you can give to me?
To health, yeah. It. Serpentine. The level will never get you.
Get a little bit of that. Get that Mario Kart DS. Bring that muscle memory back.
I'm gonna up our whatever on the right. See how.
Okay.
Was that quick enough?
I don't know. I am so slow.
Oh, I can't. There we go. I'm gonna try to just keep us at a little bit of health.
Okay.
The whole time and see if that helps us. So just don't get hit a lot at once. Okay. That's all we got.
Oh.
Oh. It's hard to aim and do that. The meter, the serpentine kind of work.
I feel like a bite. It makes me feel good. That wasn't good though.
Well, we got more power. But what's that claw thing?
I don't know. Can I just hang out on this? Could this be good?
I mean. Maybe. Can I shoot this? Where'd all the targets go? Off of the targets.
Oh, man. Man.
Took them down with me.
Oh, so you got rid of a bunch of, with the...
cluster.
Okay. And that's just one time shot?
Yeah. Mm.
Tougher than expected.
There just doesn't seem to be a lot of technique to this one.
Yeah. unless we're just overlooking something.
Should I put things into firepower or whatever that is?
Maybe?
Someone's got to know what that is. Ow, ow, ow.
I mean, if there was a realistic way to just get rid of those things fast, you know?
Yeah.
Get rid of the moving enemies, I mean. The things that actually shoot at you.
Oops.
Wait, my jump?
Are you auto blocking?
Huh?
What were you doing?
I was trying to jump again. Like, it seems like I can only jump so often. For whatever lot of good jumping even does me. What? What?
Whoa! What do you do? Do that again. More of that.
That is not anything like what the A button did in a previous scenario. Why would I try the A button? That just switches weapons.
Why do you never try the A button?
Because it didn't seem to do anything.
Always the A buttoning. Okay, we got the. Let's get out of here. Floor. Yeah. Alright, on the right. Got some orange over here. Gonna nuke them. I should have more than one of those.
Oh yeah, this...
That's not one.
Suddenly seems a lot more doable. Still gonna be hard. Well, we learned something. I thought the A button was for nothing but changing weapons. I have no weapons to change.
It's a fair assumption. I'm going to go ahead and ram off the bat, because I don't know how long that lasts.
Why did some of them seem to take so much longer?
Yeah, I don't know. There we go. Thank you. heck was that?
That's Periscope. It doesn't go off very often, though. That was awesome.
That was you ramming the targets.
Is that good?
Yeah, it was. Oh, that's not good. There's a ring. I'm out of everything. Oh, get it! I got O! Oh, that, either that was already hurt or that's really strong.
I mean, we've been hurting all of them.
Okay, it's not that strong.
I mean, it's gotta be better than basic lasers, right?
Sure.
Why are things dropping all of a sudden?
Bombs. We don't hurt ourselves. Close. Okay, we got it. Oh, we need health. We're so close. Bombs got to be stronger, right?
Laser.
Stick on bomb. Go.
The last one has to be in the cluster.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we could, like, picked up a new cluster bomb or something. Oh.
There's rocks. Okay.
Oh, there's one in the distance.
What?
Arm? No, there it is.
These should be easy to circle around. Is there anything to this mission other than droid things?
I hope not. Come on! Two! What is that?
I don't know.
Oh. I bet it was good.
Oh, man. That was encouraging.
Oh, that level's way too long.
Hurts my hand, too.
Alright, I'm gonna save the cluster for that half dozen one. Oh.
I feel like these missiles aren't like super effective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got them all. Good start. This is not a good level. Do you think this game is like $100 because people love it, or just because?
I mean, Sega CD stuff I think can be just rare regardless, you know?
Yeah. Feels like a collector's system to me.
Yeah. We also are group it and Saturn together in a lot of ways.
You need to stop walking through those. I think that hurts. Oh, yep. Alright, that's the half dozen. Hey, oh. Give me the medal. Cool.
Oh, did we miss one?
We missed one.
Oh, that one's like way off the mark.
Oh, I used RAM by accident.
Probably not bad.
There we go.
Oh, there's something.
Oh?
There's something.
Oh. Oh, what? I don't have any, though.
Oh, we get it?
Yeah, we got it. We don't have any toys this time. Music?
The music makes me feel like I'm doing something. Come back, music.
Bye, guys.
Oh, this is where we were at the very end. Ugh.
Oh. Oh, we had a little left in the tank. Got one.
Getting surrounded.
Oh, get it? Yeah. Is that completely random? Or like, what's even dropping those?
I don't know. Like, first I thought it might be the spiders, but I don't know. I'm just not sure.
Thank you. We're empty.
Yep.
Yep. Oh.
Whew. Yeah.
This is the time.
This is the time.
So I think this is our last continue, maybe.
I don't know.
Play like it is.
Yeah.
Have a preferred configuration of these?
The one that you can get them all at once?
Yeah, I got one.
I mean, this all in a line isn't too bad. I feel like I kind of just do laps around it, you know?
Yeah.
The four, they're sort of in a square, aren't too bad. We almost had that one time.
So close. Like, I don't think this is the final mission, but it could be.
It could be. I mean, if you got, ooh, did I get that?
I don't think so. There you go.
I mean, if you've got three paths, you know, they don't have to be long.
Okay, there's the big one. Get in the middle. Start.
Is it close
enough?
Get
in the middle.
Oh, I thought that was.
No.
All right.
Oh, missed one. Oh, get that. Imagine if this game didn't have a radar.
I mean, I'm not much.
Doing good. Not bad. Yeah. All right.
I mean, I remember seeing it from a distance, but I don't remember one being that close to the targets.
Go.
sun or something moving on that damn thing.
Oh, ring, ring, ring. I think we got this.
Well, they're probably all together.
Yeah.
I don't think there's less than three together. Maybe, or maybe not less than four.
Look at all that health we got. No problem. I don't know what we did different, but no problem.
Getting better at this dash dodge. I mean, it's really not about dodging, it's just like dashing ahead to where they have to catch up.
Yeah. I'm really curious how this controls in one player.
Yeah, like...
I wonder if, like, your gun just completely auto-locks.
I mean, I don't think...
Oh, exit, exit. Exit.
It doesn't...
Exit.
It is not, like...
It doesn't change. What's going on? Oh, the red. Red, maybe? The
where?
Red dot? Oh, wait. No, no, no. No, 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 not the red dot.
What?
Behind you.
There. You see something?
It, the arrows on the exit went like that.
Oh, is it this? I thought it would be like toward like one of the corners or something.
Let's never be a mech again.
Interesting, though. Interesting.
We gotta get out of here, too.
Whoa!
Oh, jeez. Well, that's a lot of health to give us. You might check your weapons. I just used that something.
I don't have weapons. That's a lot of rocks.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to target the boss because I keep auto-locking to those. Cool.
You don't have any consumable weapons?
Nope.
I'm not even sure if there's, like, a specific part of the boss we should hit.
Like, it might be on you to hit the boss, because I can't not target these rocks.
It's like, weirdly, just like a lot harder to see what's going on here than
yeah.
Situations. Oh, we got close to half.
I might have the cluster again.
Oh, yeah.
If
yeah.
We still have lives. Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I do have cluster.
Oh, I've got ring now. I don't know, I didn't have ring before.
Alright, I'm just gonna go for it.
That helped.
Spram. So we can't see anything anyway.
Yeah. Probably hit a few less asteroids if they...
We're not even hitting them.
Like, regular shots aren't hitting them? Oh, I don't... There must be, like, a specific target. Like, maybe like, it's the red stuff or the eye?
I don't know. Oh, well, something happened. Okay, he's going that fast.
Could that be a final boss?
Could be. I don't think it is.
Planet They need to trap the dragon, cause it to impact with the planet. Your primary objective is to neutralize the tractor beam. The mission has two phases. Phase 1, fly across the surface of the Twinkle Ocean and penetrate the Melkor defenses. Phase 2, submerge your craft and neutralize the tractor beam generators on the ocean floor.
Ocean floor is no final level. You think of a game where the ocean floor was the final level?
No. Oh man, when I...
Oh, I don't know that. That looks kind of fun.
When you told me we were going to play this and I looked up this game on YouTube, this is the level I saw, and I want to say it was less than halfway through the video.
Oh.
I could be misremembering, but I don't like our prospects here. Man, we're getting hurt pretty fast, somehow.
Well, I think I was running those things on the surface for a bit.
Pretty cool background there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, up, up.
I don't know if I got it.
I don't think you did.
I was going to say, I don't have a concept of how far out those spike balls are. Close to the wall.
Mm.
I'm guessing it wasn't any checkpoints in that level.
Yeah.
If it even matters, we're about to find out.
Mm.
Well.
Oh, you're going to have time with that one.
Whew, that's tough.
That is.
But I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, especially I think for people like us who are not all that familiar with the Sega CD, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, wow. Okay, let's see. I don't think there's a delete button. So let's see if... Drummond Trout. There we go.
Try.
It like wants to like do duplicate characters.
Fourth place, not bad. Maybe.
Maybe.
So are we done with this for tonight, or?
I mean, there's no point in starting up a new run of that. Let's think of something else to play. Can't be that hard to get something else going.
Hey, look at all those games.
Yeah, look at all them games. Let's see.
You know, it'd be fun. Just, we wouldn't finish it. Let's play a little hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna be terrible. It's been a while. I was brownie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you were brownie.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I like this idea. What was that?
I don't know why this...
It, like, squealed.
That was the speaker.
Did you kill it?
That's the speaker. It does that when the Genesis turns on. I don't know if it's just the Genesis that does that. It's weird.
This is a game that we should, like, play through every year.
Yeah!
Who are you?
She.
Okay.
I like...
Oh, God, I don't even remember what I liked.
I like this.
Yeah, okay.
Now, they're like, select is, like, between, like, stand still when shooting, I think.
I don't remember.
They hit two player. Look at that.
Pretty good.
I think...
How long do you think that took to animate?
Oh no. Days?
Let's party.
I mean, do you think they used some sort of like actual morph tool and then like converted into
slime? Was that a thing back then?
I think. I want to say Willow might have been like the first movie that did like any sort of like morphing.
Oh yeah.
What was that? Like 80 something, right?
Something 80, like that.
88, 89? The Wolfman, I forget his name. I think he's like the strongest, but his weapons are. I think I want to say his guns are like kind of short range. He's also got a huge hitbox. But I would love for us to be able to just pop this in, play through it.
Oh yeah.
Like we could Contra 1.
Yeah. Or Contra 3 to a lesser extent. maybe just me there.
Yeah, about that.
Oops. Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't even remember what all my weapons do.
She has got like a really good like spread laser. Here's shot two. Okay.
You hold it, you hit your select while you're shooting to switch.
Oh, gotcha. You gotta be the little claw.
Yeah. How do you use bombs? Oh, it's a thing, just like. Oh, I don't remember where I should be.
I feel like we can kill this thing before it doesn't.
Oh, you have to
jump over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, don't forget, you have to slide up.
Oh, yeah. Mandatory.
Now, this thing, I think you just, like, get in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
He can't hurt you. You line up with the TV manufacturer logo. He does a little dance too. Well, he does a dance if you don't kill him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man.
I could have got better things than that. I think this is like the one thing I don't really use on this. Okay, that's better.
What my go-to brownie weapon was.
We had some debates about this line.
I don't remember what they were.
Well, it was the debate between what it says the, but you were arguing that it should say
Yeah.
There's somebody inside that thing. Oh, remember, it gets up. I think you have to duck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those. Oh, I thought. Ah, that's right, the legs.
Ah, crap.
For some reason, I thought I was done with legs at that point. Uh oh, I'm out.
Whoa. What should I do?
What? If you go after Deadeye Joe, I want to say going after the research center was a little easier. Going after Deadeye Joe is like, it's a level where you're like running toward the screen and
Road. I think we usually did this.
Yeah, I think so. I forgot about this level. The police!
You should come back. Careful.
That wasn't a good time to come back. No. I remember sort of how this works now. I love how every line is the exact same line, but they just put a random character's face on it. The air police. Can you get that thing? Oh, that's right. You have the guys fall.
Oh, okay.
You know, something me and Corey go off that we should go off sometime is Hardcore Uprising.
Yeah, I still need to check that game out.
That is a cool game.
Oh, is this guy? Was this made before or after 3?
After.
Alright. Oh, this was a weird thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy once you know it, but it's, like, just kind of hard to follow, like, what the perspective is.
Yeah. Did I see something here?
Oh, I think this might be a shot 2 part.
What? This whole level's a shot 2 part.
Dang it! I keep grabbing the boring one.
Okay. I think that's my good one.
Okay, I will let you get C.
Yes.
I remember the scientist is a bad
guy. Mm.
And I thought he was just like a generic face for like representing all the scientists here.
I'm pressing D. Oh no.
Didn't we have a thing about this part about just go?
Yeah.
I think we just go. This is just like that one part in Chad Soldier. I'll go double A.
I think he's pretty good.
I think Sheen is decent.
But really?
Yeah, I think he's a little weak, but it's just like super good.
This guy would just stand in the corner, right?
I want to say so, but there is a little technique to
it. You gotta be like a little down.
I think you might have to move some.
I don't think you do. Oh, well. I could be wrong.
I think it might be closer.
Yeah, I might have had it backwards. Oh, no. Better than I thought we would.
Yeah. If we get past this level, though, I'll be very impressed. Because this was, I think, back before we started co-oping, like, this is where I got stuck. No, I'm on shot two and I don't want to. You know, we could go for the Joker.
Remember how?
Yeah. It's hard, though.
We're not going to get through that arena.
It's really hard.
Got curious, though, people watching. What's everyone's favorite Contra?
Do you lean toward this one?
Yeah. Like, if 4 was on a different system than the DS, it might take it, maybe.
Yeah, the DS is just...
It makes it hard to play.
It's inconvenient these days.
Yeah.
I definitely like this one more than 3. I like 3, but I feel like it might be a little overrated.
I really like 3.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love it too, but in the grand scheme of Contra, I feel like it's not that high for me. I definitely like this more than 3. I would say I like 1 more than 3.
That'd be a tough one for me. 3 has highs and lows. By low, I mean overhead stages.
I like 3 more than Super Saiyan.
Oh yeah. It's That's a little tricky,
I
think.
I mean...
It's like tempo for something.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, okay, I think you want...
Duck that one.
Duck that, and then I think over here you do a hopscotch. Maybe?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot I've got a hover.
Oh! I can't do that.
Why not use the bomb?
Okay, I think we want to take this, like, one at a time.
Yeah.
Now, the next wall, if we want to go for the arena, I mean, what else have we got?
Just go up it?
Yep.
Oh. It's about 11. Might as well go for it.
Yeah.
What happens if you say forget about it?
I don't know.
Whoa.
I accidentally hit the B button.
That's one heck of a Belmont robot.
Yep. I think how many there are, maybe three?
At least. Oh. Whoa. I don't remember that.
I don't really remember that either. I assume we continue on the arena? I hope we do.
Looks like Contra 3 might be people's favorite.
Mm.
What's that?
This would be a lot more manageable if you could come here with good mind.
Mm.
I mean, the same could be said for a lot of things, I guess. But those fish, those are like filled with jelly or something, right?
Yeah, they're like, or bean.
Oh,
bean,
yeah.
Bean paste. Oops.
Do you think these are shared life bars on this thing?
I don't know, but I want to blow up that missile launcher.
I got stuck on the wall, man.
No.
I think the baby's dead.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. Oh, man.
I'll focus on the missile launcher. You focus.
I think we both should.
Okay. Yeah, there's no reason to not just get one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it shot missile. I was like standing on it briefly.
We got him.
Remember this? Whoa!
Yeah, I don't remember this at all.
I definitely remember we got the ending, though.
Oh, yeah.
That looks confusing, but
not too bad.
Doable. All right, that's it. Possibility.
Yeah, we got this.
Special shot two.
Well,
I thought we could shoot that.
You can. This is hard. We did it.
We did it! I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. I'm not sure we were both alive last time we did
it. I don't think we were. So I feel like we made a new accomplishment.
Yeah. They don't make them like that anymore.
No. Certainly not Konami.
Help man.
good roll.
Yeah.
Nice guy. I mean, really, those things don't even take that many hits.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah, I know how deep into Contra lore we are.
Uh-huh.
Is Sheena a robot? Or part robot in this one, too? Or what?
I don't think she is. Lucia...
Oh.
Is a cyborg.
Okay.
Or something. I think Sheena's just a regular human.
Okay. Her legs look kind of robotic there, but...
Yeah. I mean, if you've got, like, if half of your leg is robotic, I don't think that makes you a cyborg. I mean, we've got people in real life, like, kind of like that, with prosthetic limbs.
That was the whole controversy, like, a year or two ago, when, like, can people with prosthetic limbs run in the Olympics?
Ah...
Because, like, some guy did. He was, like, real good. But, like, there was, like, his... Like, below the knee, his leg couldn't get tired. So is that unfair?
All right. Well, I guess that'll about do it for this week. I'm not sure what me and Corey would be doing next week. They're...
probably won't be an episode this week unless we get the go-ahead to release our Night Trap episode, but who knows?
Like, it just happen anytime, you don't know?
Well, I mean, anytime... I mean, it's whenever the PlayStation blog releases their post, because the developer has an exclusive with them
right.
to reveal some features. And even though our documentary is mostly about, like, the history and making of the original Night Trap, we still have stuff about the new version in it. So we can't reveal that kind of stuff just yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just waiting for that. Probably going to happen after there's a confirmed release date, which we don't know yet. So
right.
maybe Corey will have an update on that soon. But yeah, I guess me and Corey see y'all next Sunday. So good night, everyone.
Yeah. Good night, Emily.